G'day, Gowie. How are you?
Yeah, morning, fellas.
Now, tell us about this new event Jeff Ogilvie is behind.
Yeah, how good's this? After the Golf Australia came out a bit over a week ago, which was a bit premature, and called off the Australian Men's and Women's Open, a lot of players were pretty upset with that, and so they should be, because it really was a premature call and disappointing that 2 years in a row they can't play the event. Jeff Ogilvie and Mike Clayton have pulled together an event in Melbourne called the Sandbelt Classic. It'll have Emmers involved, but all our top pros in Australia are involved, and whatever pros can get back to Victoria. And it'll be played around rural Melbourne, Peninsula Kingswood, Yarra Yarra and Kingston Heath. So some of the best golf courses in the country. And here's Jeff and his team that are able to get a golf event up and running in December, but the Australian Open can't be played this year. So it's a real slap in the face to Golf Australia, and so it should be. But well done to Jeff Ogilvie. Not only has he been a sensational player, he's really turned into a real good advocate for golf in Australia and helping a lot of the young kids along. So it's a fantastic event. It was announced yesterday, and hats off to him.
Yeah, and is the reason the Australian Open cancelled, Gowie, is it because the internationals are worried about quarantining and things like that?
Yeah, but, you know, since they've announced that the New South Wales borders and the international borders will be open by then, it was just, they said that's what it is, but I don't think it is. I think it could be sponsorship. It could be not having enough funding ready for it. Currently it's difficult to get sponsors in all sports, and, they're all very wary on how it's going to look, after COVID. And during COVID, so I think it may have a lot to do with that. So, and then the women's event early next year. So it's very, very disappointing. At this particular stage, the PGA haven't called off the Australian PGA Championships in Queensland. They're gonna live as long as they possibly can before they call on that. But the Australian Open was supposed to be played at the Australian Golf Club in Sydney. So, Queensland mightn't open up, but Sydney definitely has opened up.
Yeah, it's just a massive shame. And with a lack of local tournament golf here, Gowie, over the summer, and, what impact is this going to have on the next generation?
Well, it already has. A lot of the young kids around that were up and coming, they're now greenkeepers, or they're working, they're labouring, they're doing whatever they can just to live life. They hit golf balls late in the afternoon to get going. So it's definitely going to impact. I don't think in 3 or 4 years' time we're going to see too many Australian young players on the US Tour or the world stage, because they really haven't had the competition. Other than if you're one of those high-performance players down in Melbourne, part of the Golf Australian program, you've had very minimal golf. And that will really impact, the men and women or the young kids coming along to play the game. So, we won't work that out for a couple of years. But it is disappointing, but good news on the other side. We've got a players series starting in March next year, the Braithen Astor event in Sydney, which will be at Bonnie Doon, and Jeff Ogilvie's got his one at Rosebud. Jen Stevenson and Peter O'Malley have got one in the Hunter Valley up at the Vintage. So there's three events early next year that the young players can play, and hopefully those events, and I am older, but once upon a time our players in Australia were household names, from Ian Stanley to Bob Shearer to Ian Baker Finch, Peter Senior, all these players, there was events after events, but no longer.
What's on the final edition of Playing Around on Fox Sports? I saw you with Wade Graham this week.
Yeah, Wayne Graham in the 110-metre challenge knocked off Shane Warne. Warney had kept there for 14 weeks straight. So Wayne Graham, who was a sneaky golfer, he played golf as a kid. He'd play footy on a Saturday and go and play with his dad at a social club out at Ashlar on a Sunday morning. Didn't realise he was that good a golfer, but he's currently now leading at 3.4 metres. But the final show and series for season one is next week. And I had the great Paul Sirenin with Curtis Sirenin at Cabramatta Golf Course. We filmed that on Tuesday. So it'll be on Tuesday night.
Without giving anything away then, Gowie, I don't want to know about Curtis, but the big fella, how does the big Paul hit them?
If I'm okay. Geez, a big unit. I felt massive. Like a midget. I was so small standing in between those two. They are giants. And Ciro is just a lovely, lovely person. He's been playing golf for 30 years and never had a lesson. And it shows. He's on the 23 or 21 handicap at the moment. You know, he needs a couple of lessons. So I think I fixed his chipping, and he's now getting the ball in the air, which is great. But, geez, what a great family they are, the Syrians.
Now, what have we got this week? The Zozo Championship.
Yeah, they're in Japan this year. It's it is a US Tour event, shortened field, 78 players, so you should be able to back a winner here. Some of the good names, Colin Molokara, who played so well last week in Vegas, he's up there. Fowler, who played well, Hideki Matsuyama, Fleetwood, Xander Schauffele. So there is a good field up there. They haven't got the Brooks Koepka and guys like that. But I've gone for CT Pan, finished 59th last week, bronze medal, in Japan, loves those type of conditions. He's at $41. And a guy you got, no one would have heard of, is Roshu Kiyoshia, who is a young guy who has won twice in Japan this year. There's 18 players from the Japan Tour who have got to start this week. And this guy, he's had five top tens in Japan. The golf course suits him. He loves it around there. So at $126, I've taken him for a top 20 at $4. So just throwing him in a few multis that I might have had.
Beautiful stuff, Gowie. Thank you.
Thanks, fellas. Punt well.